Happy Sunday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell, Jeffy and Jeffy TV, coming to you live on MRX from an undisclosed location, alternate route. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Sunday. Happy day. I just want to say that some days I get out here and I don't feel like doing it. There are also some days I get out here and I really do feel like doing it. I'm energized to do it. I feel good about doing it. I'm like, yeah, come on. Sometimes I mentally don't want to do it. Sometimes I physically don't want to do it. But today, I wanted to do it. I wanted to keep my 10,000 step streak alive. Laid in the bed longer. Kind of threw off my scheduling. Got to doing stuff around the house. At the undisclosed location. Residence C. But only didn't get that many steps in while I was doing it. I cooked a Easter dinner, if we can still call it Easter. Resurrection Day, I think everybody's calling it on Facebook now. I remember there was a time I would be triggered by the day. It would be hard for me to let some things go. They were posted that I would see in my news feed. Now I'm just like, yeah. Now I walk with the arrogance that I know you know where I stand. And I know that you have doubt. It's just like, I know, I don't even got to get into it. I don't even got to like say anything. I'm just like, I'm confident. I'm not even confident, I'm content. Because it is a little bit, I mean, I don't know if it's competitiveness or there is some that, not so much I'm right, you're wrong, but this is the truth. It's like, this is the truth. And I'm sure I'm speaking from a subjective standpoint that where people who believe differently than me are saying the same thing. They believe what they believe is the truth, and I believe what I believe is the truth. And I don't mean a subjective truth, I mean an overall truth in a statement that we may or may not ever be able to approve, to prove, or to verify, but there is a definitive answer. It's a yes or no. There either is a God or there isn't. And being human and maybe competitive, I want my beliefs to be right. Just like, you know, other people want to be right. And it's not nothing personal, so to speak, but it's just, you know, competitive. Human beings want to be right. I mean, you know, no big deal. We just, you know, we want our thing to be the thing, to be the, you know, not the best, but, you know, correct or whatever. Let alone that you don't want your philosophy that you live by to be false. That could be a part of it. To put it mildly, that could be a part of it. The fact that you just plain and simply don't want your ideology and belief system to be false. That means you may be living your life under inaccurate, if not incorrect, pretenses. Nobody wants that. So there is some maybe natural or built in or subconscious, I don't know what the word is, for wanting to be right. Let alone if it benefits everybody, let alone if it's I'm right, you're wrong, whatever. You know, people want to be right. They want their shit to be right. You know what I'm saying? Because at least say, oh, see? See? You know, I told y'all. You know, there's some maybe superficial, if not real reward in that. It definitely probably can help a person with their confidence going through life to where they've made calls or predictions or determinations or evaluations or hypotheses that have turned out to be correct and nobody else thought they was correct. That has to be a boost to the individual. So there's some, you know, there's some stuff to go around being right. Everybody be wrong. So it's not just, you know, but I'm not there. I'm like, oh, I'm right, you're wrong. It's not, definitely not I'm right, you're wrong. Ha, 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 you're wrong. Definitely not that. That just doesn't do anything for me. It's more like, see, I told you, if anything. You know, see, I'm trying to tell y'all. That's where I'm at now. If it comes to that. But basically, we'll probably never know in my lifetime. There's probably a chance that the way the doctrine is written in the Bible and the scripture and the belief and faith, the way it's written, that it can't be disproven. Just by the mere way it's stated. The whole premise of it. The story's been told. It's been laid out so that it can't be disproven. Maybe that's why it's lasted all this time. There's nothing definitive in it. And if it was probably written out. It said, okay, if this don't occur on this day, there is no higher power. Ain't none of that. Ain't gonna be none of that. That's gonna be all written out when they wrote the Bible. When the Romans adopted Christianity and gathered all the notes and letters, so-called scrolls and writings and all that, and decided what the Bible was going to be. I'm sure there was some stuff in there that they said, oh, we better not put that in there. Let's just leave that out. Oh boy, I'm starting to feel a little bit of rain. I'm just feeling sprinkles. Probably wouldn't hurt me to turn around. But I don't see nothing that look like it should rain. To be honest with you, but I do feel some sprinkles. If I look behind me. No, it looked like it's, I do see a little bit of dark gray over there. But to be closer to home wouldn't be a bad thing. Should it start raining. Now I'm looking around to see where I can take shelter. Should it start raining and let it pass. So, you know, I'm content, as I may have said, as I believe I said in a video earlier today regarding Easter and this time of year. You know, I don't even want to. There was a time where I wanted to throw water on other people's beliefs and, you know, maybe even go as far as to say, make them feel stupid and belittle them. There was definitely some of that in my past, but not anymore. As you can probably tell, all I talk about in these videos is me. Got no inclination to talk about philosophy. Well, I do talk philosophy. But, you know, any individual politics. Barely talk about the Steelers. You know, talk about my job. Just like talk about me. That's where my head is at right now. And getting out here and doing these steps. Right now, I ate. I cooked steak. Now, one thing I did do. Is in honor of Resurrection Day, I had steaks. S-T-A-K-E-S. Like, nailed to the stake or that. And I made a little joke to my niece. She didn't get it. Maybe I'm the only one to get it. Nailed to the stake. So I Googled it. And it did say something about some Christians believe that Jesus was nailed to the stake and not a cross. You know, witches are burned to the stake. I just got the steak because the steak was on sale. It was $6.99. Kind of wanted ham. But I looked and saw, ooh, ribeye's on sale. So I got them. Me and mother watch steak preparation videos. So I got an idea how to do it. You know, some insight on different ways people make it. And I did pretty good for the most part. Made a big thing of mushrooms and onions. I should pause it and do the screenshot, so. Made a big thing of mushrooms and onions. It was good. I got some frozen potatoes, ready-made, seasoned. It's good. I got the recipe that I got from my daughter, made broccoli. It was good. And I made cornbread. And I had to buy eggs, but I bought the milk that I had left over from making ice cream at home, because I don't drink milk. So I brought it out here. I use that to make cornbread. So, you know, it feels kind of cool that all that worked out to a certain degree. And, you know, that's the way it fit, I guess. And I ate all that. And now, when I washed into the North Carolina, NC State, Duke game. And I will say, I'm excited about tomorrow to see Caitlin go against Reese, I guess. Reese, I'm not sure about that part. I just know I've been watching Caitlin Clark play basketball. And it's impressive. I mean, she just happened to be on TV, you know, when I looked up, and just to see her do what she do, it was impressive. Her passing, her scoring, her command of the game. You know, I know it's women's basketball and NCAA at that, but it was something to watch. It was definitely entertaining watching her passing and just command the court. And just, it was impressive. It was impressive. And LSU's ranked number one, and they're coming up and they're going into the final four, whatever state, you know, tournament they are. So that's going to be very good to watch. That's going to be very, very fun to watch. Comes on Monday at 4:15. What the hell is that? Is that the championship? How's it going to come on Monday at 4:15? What is that about? Who plays Monday at 4:15? Even though it's California time, it'd be 7:15. East Coast time on a Monday. This might be one of the biggest games of the season for women's college basketball. And it's on a weird time. Maybe they know what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe they know what they're doing. So I'm damn sure going to try to tune in and watch. And yeah, I'm partial to the white girl. I just can't help it. I'm Western traditional. Maybe that's one way to put it. I was telling my mother today, we was watching Devil in Ohio is a series, like a series of movies, where there ain't no black people in it. And then like when I watch Beacon, where it's like mostly black people in it, even though it's not a black movie or a black series, just like most, all the characters, all the side characters, everybody black. And just that flavor of ethnicity is put injected into it. I was telling her, it's nice. And my mother, it's nice to watch a show where it ain't swagger and hip-hoppy and, you know, flamboyant, ethnic, quote-unquote ghetto styles, or what's perceived to be black all over the place. Just some good old plain blue-eyed, blonde, white people talking and acting and mannerisms and the way they handle things. Just like in the Gilded Age. Just that, quote-unquote, proper, traditional English, high society, mannerly protocol, high class, whatever you call that. Like in Bridgerton. And see, Bridgerton had black people in it, but they weren't ethnic. I watched the whole first season of Bridgerton. It was damn good. I watched the whole first season of Bridgerton. It was damn good. And it was like black people in it. So it really wasn't the color of the skin black people. It was the mannerisms and ethnic tendencies of the black people. These were just black people playing people, not black people playing black people or white people playing black people. That same kind of flavor or swagger or whatever you want to call it. Just give me some good old fashioned regular talking. Kids cussing in front of their parents. White people. Because every commercial you got on, it's your hair and braids or nails or eyelashes, booties, rapping, the whole gamut, you know? The whole gamut. It's, did I lose my... God dang it, I'm always losing... Them bags be just falling out my pocket. Them bags just be falling out my pocket. I had a bag in my pocket. They just be falling out. I done lost another one. I mean, I don't care. Because I was going to stop by Dollar Tree. Get some sweets for the night. And hopefully, I won't eat another meal. Just some bedtime sweets and get to bed early. Get up 7:30 tomorrow. Get my steps in, get back early. Because there's a few errands I need to run before I work. Leave work. Go back home tomorrow after work. And prepare for the next episode of my journey in life. Got one day to prepare for that. Shouldn't be too hard. Everything should be pretty much lined up. Well, it ain't, but a few things I gotta orchestrate. Trying not to take days off, so it's gonna get interesting. Gonna catch a red eye to Ohio, get there, and try to work Thursday. Red eye Wednesday night and work Thursday without missing a day. So that ought to be fun. Work Thursday, then I'll be able to get some rest, get some sleep, hopefully. Get some rest, get some sleep somewhere in that time or whatever. Figure it out. And the thing is, Pittsburgh Airport, the doggone rental car places don't open up till 8. My plane, man, is going to land like 5:30. Kills me. It just kills me. So I got like 2.5 hour wait at the airport till things open up. I can get steps. I can take a nap. And then I'm gonna have to drop the car off and get back to work. Get back, I can take an Uber or something, I guess. I can catch a bus. I ain't gotta walk back. Worst come to worst. From the rental car place back to my daughter's house by 3 o'clock. And work. 3 to 11. Which is be 12 to 8. I'll still be on the 12 to 8 time zone. Might be a little tired. But should be able to pull it off. Get to bed early. Like your granddaughter gonna be there. She gonna be there. I'm gonna be wanting to, you know, interact and play with her and do stuff. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, but it's fun. I mean, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. You know, this is what it's about. Life and managing and orchestrating and keeping it moving, getting out here, getting these steps. Out here getting these steps. When I don't want to. Maybe even just to keep the streak going. Mr. Scale said 223. 0.8 or something like that when I left. But yesterday, when I walked in the evening, Ms. Skill said 223.8 or something like that, and I walked and it did drop two point something pounds. Now, I don't think I sweated that much. Well, I think I did. I don't know if it was water or sweat, but it went down. It went down like 219 something. And then I didn't eat nothing. I think all I did was drink water. Then I got back on the scale. It went back up to like 221. I was like, I didn't even eat anything. So, and I said, and I know that when I weigh myself in the morning, right after I'm walking, before I eat anything, I'm shooting for an anomaly weight. Before, you know, not probably unrealistic weight. Not like after I ate, you know, trying to get the lowest of the low, knowing it might not be a totally accurate reading. And as I say, it indicates trend. But it was 219. Then I got back from my walk and I didn't eat for like hours. Then I just, I drank water, probably a lot of water. Next thing I know, that weight went back up to 221. Then I had chips. I think it went to 221.2. Then I had chips and a couple of teeny, you know, some crack cookies, not even real cookies. They were so small, I call it insignificant. And it went up to 222.8 before I went to bed last night. As I believe. Woke up this morning, 220, I think. And it wasn't even this morning, it was almost mid-morning, late morning, 10 o'clock. So, and then now, I'm coming back. We'll see, 223 when I get back. Not really sweating that much. But I'm glad I'm walking after I ate. That I'm really glad about, that I'm out here after I ate. And it's summer, it's getting closer. The days are longer. So I started walking at 4:30. Yesterday I started walking at 5:30. You know. Yesterday I started walking at 5:30. So, and I got back before it got too dark. Y'all probably remember, I walked this same way. I walked this same alternate route before, coming up on the wash in the homeless mansion or homeless compound. I don't know what you would call that, because it looked like a single family dwelling. I don't want to call it an encampment, because it looks like a single family. I don't know if you can see it. I think I hear water. And I think I hear a lot of it. It is the encampment. It looks like it's, like I said, a single family residence. Don't look to be multiple. Here's the wash. I hear something. That manufactures that water. That's water, I guess. No, that's something from over there. From Devco Company. Over there by Devco. Can you see that? There's the single family. Like I said, I don't know if that's an encampment or not, but I think of encampments as multiple family conglomerates. That's probably more of a compound, I guess. I don't know what you can see, what you can't see. But anyway, remember we came here yesterday? I could probably turn around now too. But sometimes I start walking. When I don't feel like walking, then I get into it. And you know, get up a little bit of momentum or mojo, you want to keep going. Because the goal here is to get 10,000 in one step. Just to get that green bar for 10,000 a day. Keep the streak going. And, I mean, and I was even willing to take the hit on the weight. You know, if I don't walk, it's definitely going to impact my weight. This walk will definitely affect my weight. And I was like, ah. But no, keep it going. Last weekend, we did good. And don't give it back. Because next 2 weeks coming up, you're going to be in a position to give a lot of it back. And you want to keep the ball rolling. You want to keep it, you know, keep things moving. So, do it that way. I got to figure out how I'm going to handle the eclipse, too. Still doing research, trying to see if there's any tips on the internet. Anybody got any tips on how they gonna handle it, what they gonna do, how's traffic gonna be, you know, getting over there, figure all that out. Because getting over there means going west, western Ohio. You know, I don't know, you know, they say traffic is gonna be like a super mess. So it's going to be like all the sports teams getting the game ending and all the teams leaving the stadium, all the fans leaving the stadium like that at one time. All the, like all the Indians, Browns, Cavaliers. That's how they figure traffic gonna be. People trying to get there. So I was thinking I go up the day before. Take Monday off, because I'm gonna have to do that anyway. Cause the thing starts at 3. Work at 3, but there's a chance I can see it from Youngstown. So, which would be nice if I could see it from Youngstown. And not have to miss any time. But anyhow, I'm gonna stop it, see what happens. See, now it's recording. All right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it, see what happens. All right, watch. I'm gonna click that over. Right now it's recording. I'm gonna hit the thing. It's recording.